For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. A group of about 200 Kentucky Farm Bureau volunteer leaders are in Washington this week to talk about key legislative issues that impact agriculture. The Farm Bill and environmental issues will be among those topics the group will discuss with congressional leaders. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Jeff Harper is the Director of Public Affairs for Kentucky Farm Bureau. He says concerns about the new Farm Bill are among the topics that will be on the minds of Kentucky farmers as they visit the nation's capital this week. He says in particular, risk management is a major concern.
Having some sort of some risk management tools, because they understand how volatile the agricultural industry can be in terms of prices, in terms of weather, and all the factors that they cannot control.
Harper says it's unclear at this point what type of risk management tools might end up in the Farm Bill. He says some form of crop insurance is among the areas being considered. There's also been considerable discussion in rural America about proposed Department of Labor regulations that would prohibit some farm children under the age of 16 from working around the farm. He says the Department of Labor is revisiting that issue, but the concerns are still being expressed in some areas of agriculture related to FFA and 4-H.
The Department of Labor just announced last week that they're going to re-propose language on the family exemption contained in their proposed regulations to child labor sometime this spring or summer. But the re-proposal, if you will only deal with the family exemption. When they initially came out, there was really vague language in that. It was very difficult. While some of the items were specific, it was some of the vague and the ownership types of different farms, and it caused a lot of our members a lot of concern because they wanted to lower some of the height restrictions and some other things that could ultimately affect our FFA and 4-H in terms of the FFA showing livestock. And so it had a greater impact not only on farm, but as far as our youth livestock shows and that sort of thing. That will be a concern that they will discuss with our congressional leaders as well.
Harper says members of the Kentucky Farm Bureau group will also be talking with the congressional delegation about some proposed EPA regulations regarding dust on the farm.
They're doing this through guidance rather than rulemaking or legislation. Obviously, the dust thing, it's very difficult for a farmer to control particulate matter off their farm when they're combining or even driving down a road, a gravel roadway. So those are all things on the environmental front that we'll be talking to our congressional delegation about.
And Harper says estate taxes are sure to come up during discussions this week in Washington as well.
There was an extension of the federal estate tax through the end of this year that, I guess, increased the exemption on federal estate taxes to $5 million with a 35% rate. If Congress does not act in 2012, on January 1, 2013, the estate tax will revert back to a $1 million exemption and a 55% rate. We will be looking for a permanent extension.
Harper says, although $1 million sounds like a lot of money, in terms of a farm operation with land and equipment purchases, $1 million can add up pretty quickly in an estate. The Kentucky Farm Bureau Group will be meeting with Kentucky's congressional delegation tomorrow in Washington. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.